Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. In honor of Black Business Month, I would like to talk about starting your own business. Let's get started. There are some people out there that make business ownership look like a cakewalk, like it is the easiest thing in the world to do. If you like hang out on TikTok or something like that, you will find so many creatives out there, so many people who have businesses of their own. And I'm telling you, they will go through the steps on TikTok like, okay, here's what you do to start a new business. A, B, C, X, Y, Z. And you know, your minute is up and they've already told you how to start a business and you're still sitting there kind of like, oh my gosh, they just told me how to start a business and I still have no idea how to start a business. Now, the one thing I want you to keep in mind is that all businesses are not created equal. Entrepreneurship is a process, especially if you're doing it the right way. There are some people out there that have a quote unquote business that's not a legit business. And so you want to do things the right way, because what you don't want to happen is to make all this money and then Uncle Sam come knocking at your door like, hello, you forgot about us. You didn't do this the right way. So we'll politely take all of the money that you've just made. Now, I don't know that it's that drastic, but I do know that when Uncle Sam wants his coin, he wants his coin. So you don't play with the IRS. Simple and plain, you don't want to do that. Don't put yourself through that. If you're going to start a business, do it the right way. So when you think about that, you want to make sure you get off to a solid start, that you have a good plan, and that you have an idea about how much it's going to cost you to actually start your business. All right, so now that we got that whole idea that business ownership is a cakewalk, we got that out of the way. We know that that's not true, but instead that entrepreneurship is a process. The question now is, how do we go about following this process? Where is this process documented? How can I follow the process? Well, you can. And I don't want to say that it's simple, but it's a lot easier than what you think. You might want to start off by getting a mentor. Now, this may be a difficult process because depending on who you are looking towards to see about them being your mentor, if you know them, it might be a little bit easier. If you don't know them, if it's somebody that you admire in a particular space, like let's say I wanted Oprah to be my mentor, that might be a little difficult to get close to Oprah. But, you know, I could go to the mom and pop store down on the corner and be like, hey, I really like the way you run your business, and if you don't mind, I would love it if you would kind of maybe mentor me, because I aspire to have my own business. It's not in competition with what you have, but I like your customer service. I like your ABC, XYZ, whatever it is that you like about this business and that you want to learn more from this person. Now, know and understand this though. There are people out there that are going to hold on to every little piece and shred of information that they have. And the only way you're going to get it from their grimy little hands is by prying it out, by handing them some money. Yes, they're going to want you to pay for everything you get from them. So that's not going to be a proper mentorship relationship, right? Know that the information is out there. There are books on starting businesses. There are websites on starting businesses. And a lot of the information that people want you to pay them for, you can find that same information out there for free. You just have to take the time to get it. Now, if you feel that your time would be better served purchasing that information from somebody and that it's going to put you a little bit further down the road, then by all means, do what you have to do, but know that you still have to do the work. So you can buy the answers to the test from somebody, but you still have to utilize the answers in order to get to the end of the line where you have that business ready to get started. So keep that in mind as we move through this process. On to the process. We've got this idea. We want to turn it into a business, but we're not really sure what we need to do. So my recommendation, step one, is to start with the end in mind. I didn't create that. I've heard this on several occasions, but I believe that that's what you need to do. You have to have that goal that you want to reach. And then once you know what it is that you want to reach, you have an idea of how to shoot for that end goal. So let's say your end goal is a monetary one. You want to become a millionaire. So you start with that in mind. I'm going to create this business. It's going to generate income. And in the end, I'm going to become a millionaire. Period. Point blank. End of story. Who cares if people think that you can reach it or not? Who cares? This is your goal. So now that you have the goal, what do? You need to go ahead and create a business plan. That's going to be your roadmap that leads you to the $1 million at the other side of the rainbow. Now, in creating this roadmap, you're going to want to ask yourself, how is my business different from the other businesses that are going to be offering the same service or the same product? No one understands that it's okay to create a business that's already out there, because Burger King and McDonald's are doing the exact same thing. They both have burgers and fries. Now, their philosophy on that is a little bit different because we've got flame broiled versus fried, but they're burgers nonetheless. So you want to know what's your secret sauce, what's special about what you're going to be doing and why your product is needed. So it could be enhancing something that's already out there. It could be very similar to something else, but some other take on it. There's like Chick-fil-A out there that they are the people that are all about customer service. So yeah, they've got chicken based sandwiches and whatnot. There are other places that have chicken sandwiches too. But do they have the same type of service that Chick-fil-A has? Probably not. They may be aspiring to be like Chick-fil-A, but that's a tough act to follow. But that's another story. So all of that to say, plan ahead. Then from there, you want to build a strong foundation for your business. You want to make sure you have it registered within your state the correct way, because everybody that looks like they have a business don't have a true to life business. Don't be fooled. Some people are just taking money under the table and calling it a business, but you want to have it set up the right way, because what you don't want is for it to bite you in the butt in the long run. So you figure out what it is, if you need to have it registered as an LLC or a sole proprietorship. You do all of that by going to your small business location within your community. Just about every community has information for small businesses. That's what you need to do for that. From there, you're going to need to secure funding. In order to make money, you have to spend some money. Simple as that. If I'm making a product, I need to buy the items to create it with in order to then sell it to somebody else. So you want to have funding secured. Now, you might be bootstrapping and saying, okay, I'm going to start with $100. And then as you bring money in, then you put that money back into the business and just let that little process keep circling around until you have enough money to do other things. make sure you're making and taking affordable steps. You don't want to blow up your business by investing so much in it that one, you didn't have it to invest in the beginning to start with, or that maybe you're getting ahead of yourself. You're trying to grow too big, too fast, and you just can't keep up with the speed of growth at that level that you're shooting for. It's okay if it takes some time. Believe me, it's okay. So then after you do that, you're going to want to create a marketing strategy. How are you putting the word out that this is even a business? How are you budgeting your money? You want to spend wisely. And once again, you want to know where and how you're going to advertise. There are a lot of people that are very scrappy when it comes to advertising. They will find the best ways to advertise for free. You know, they'll go on a TikTok, an IG, a Facebook, you know, and advertise that way for free. Then they may do some little $5 ads on Facebook or something like that. And, you know, they're not going to an ad agency. They're just being crafty with what they know and what they do already. And that's enough. That's enough. You don't need to scale your business so fast. Start small, work your way up. You'll get there. Don't worry. You'll get there. And then when all else fails, you always have the internet to go back to look up stuff. If you did secure a mentor, they are another good resource on how to find the answers to the questions that you don't know. You know, those questions that you're kind of like, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that. What is that? Go to your small business administrations in your community. If you are serious about starting your own business, you can do it. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. If you really want to start your own business, guess what? There's no better day to start than today. Do a little bit each day. Set aside time on your calendar where you're going to sit and plan and figure out how you are going to make this dream of being an entrepreneur reality. Now, as much as I'm telling you this stuff, I'm telling it to myself because I started wanting to be a business owner when I was very young. And I just didn't have that belief in myself. I didn't think that I could do it. I always figured out what the barriers were before I found out the way to actually make it happen. And I'm done standing in my own way. So just FYI, I'm in the process of putting together a business, and I hope to be telling you about it pretty soon. When I say pretty soon, I mean literally like within a month's time. Because I'm serious. I'm going to do this. If you're serious and you want to start your own business, then by all means, reach out. I would love to connect with you. And maybe we can be accountability buddies and see each other through the process of starting our own business, getting it out there, and doing the doggone thing, you know? All right. Well, I said all of that. If you want to reach out because you are just as serious as I am about starting your own business, you know where to find me. I'm not even going to go through the whole spiel. Twitter, Instagram. Let's do those two. At Hey Yvette, that's at H-E-Y-E-V-E-T-T-E. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends. I'm looking forward to see who else out there is ready. They're tired of being tired and stepping in their own way and not doing the things that they know that they can do, that they should be doing. Let's get these businesses out there. Let's do it. And let's do it today.